The Business Bubble.
Welcome back to the Business Bubble, the podcast where we talk about the business world and the world of Andrés Arriaga. So let's get started, shall we? On this episode, we're going to be talking something not very pleasant, but at the same time, it's a huge opportunity and something that a lot of people kind of look at me weird when I say that. But it's basically because of this. Okay. Basically, what I'm trying to do here, I'm this guy who is starting out his first job with his first paycheck. And, well, the thing that happened was that I, being, the entrepreneurial guy and sales guy that I am right now, that I want to be, I basically was trying to sell a car. I'm trying still to sell that car. And, I saw that somebody responded to my ad, and I was like, "Oh, so cool! So this guy, is interested." He was a frontier police, for the border police, I guess that's what you call him. And he seemed really, like serious and everything, and he wanted to get to know a little bit more about the car and everything. I told him everything and stuff, and he looked it up, and it was pretty cool. The thing was that, well, he wanted to like deposit like, the like half of the money, so that he had the car, whatever. And I said yeah. So he called me, and the idea was that he would deposit to my account so that then I could deposit it to my socius account, or the guy who has the actual car. It's not my car, by the way. It's another guy's car. So that was the idea, he was going to deposit to me and then I was going to deposit to my friend. But what happened was that in the middle of that call, gosh, I can't believe it. One of those, it was a call between me, that one guy, and another guy, and that other guy was the bank guy. And the bank guy asked me a bunch of questions and I basically answered and I gave, I was really, really trying not to give out like sensitive information. But I gave one little thing that I thought was not sensitive, and it was. Oh, I'm such an idiot. And that happened, and then, well, the rest is history. I basically lost my first paycheck. It was my first paycheck for 15 days, right? So in Costa Rica, some companies, they give out the paycheck in 15 days, meaning 2 weeks. So my first 2 weeks are gone. That's pretty bad. But at the same time, I was always thinking about this. I think it's a great opportunity. It's like one of the greatest opportunities ever, and I'm gonna tell you guys why. So my perspective and my thoughts about this whole thing reside basically on the Rich Dad Poor Dad book. If you guys have not read that book, I 1000% recommend it to you. 1000. Actually 3000. Okay, so why do I have this perspective? Well, because in Rich Dad Poor Dad, one of the things that they teach you is, guys, don't rely on a paycheck. Like, think about it. Paychecks, why do you rely on a paycheck for the rest of your life? Is it the best way to get the income? I think it's not. I think that just like it happened here in Costa Rica, my dad's pension fund got cut to like a third. Because some politicians decided to do that because they could, because we're going to a financial reform. So guess what? He worked all his life, and now his pension is going to be cut to a third. Period. Because he lived on a paycheck for all of his life. He really didn't invest in assets and a lot of things that Rich Dad Poor Dad said, and I really want to do that. Now, having that said, one of the things that they teach you there is that you don't really need a paycheck. Like, there are other ways that you can make a living, an income. There are more creative ways, and they are usually harder in some aspects, but you have more freedom. You actually own that thing that is getting you the money. That's exactly what I want to do, but I don't really want to get too into that. What I really want to say is, what I was thinking when I was getting the internship and this work and whatever is that I was always thinking, you know what? They're not gonna pay me anything. They're not gonna pay me anything. Period. They're gonna pay me zero because I wanted to be still thinking and being creative and being proactive with my money mind, you know? Like I really want to be able to think of new ways of creating income and being creative with my mind and having the pressure of doing so. But now that this happened, it was so funny because I believe that it was God basically doing two things to me. Number one, telling me to be patient because I'm coming from a guy, you know, I sold a bunch of things through a Facebook Marketplace. So, you know, my mind is still like very confident and I'm a very confident guy when it comes to those things. You know, I'm a very outgoing guy putting myself out there at the same time. I really don't care that much because that's me. But now that I'm getting into this, you know, high ticket clothes, well, it's different because now it's not the same as selling, you know, a blender or whatever. Now it's a car, and those are, you know, thousands of dollars. And I just basically went in with the same confidence, and boom, there we go. That's what happened. So, that's the thing, you know. I thought that God was telling me to be patient, to be calm, to be a little bit more humble and wiser, to get wiser in a area or a sector that I was not very familiar with. That's basically the first thing that I believe God was telling me with that. And the second one was, it's ironic because I think that God at the same time let me have it my way. He actually made the thing that I was thinking reality. So now I really have a real incentive to be thinking and being creative because I'm pressured now. Because I'm like, oh gosh, like this is actually true. It could actually happen. It's unreal, actually. I still think it was a dream, but it's not. It's something unreal. So I really have to think about what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Still don't have that full pressure because I still have that second paycheck at the end of the month. But still, it's a huge thing. It's a huge thing that helps me to be more creative. So what's the moral of the story? Basically, always ask others, more experienced. And I summarize this with the quote from the Bible. It's from Proverbs 11:14. I don't know if you guys believe in this or not, but I think that Proverbs is one of those books that, regardless if you believe in God or not, regardless if you really think that, you know, there's higher power that is, you know, Yahweh or whatever, I really think that this book has a lot of wisdom in it. I advise you guys to read it because it really has a lot of good tips and advice for life, quite honestly. And basically says something like this: without good direction, people lose their way. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances. And this is from the Message version. There's another version called the King James version. It's like the most, you know, one of the most archaic ones, but it's nice. It says, where no counsel is, the people fail. Oh, sorry, the people fall. Where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. And this other translation is called the NLT, the New Living Translation. It says, without wise leadership, a nation falls. There is safety in having many advisors. So, why this moral at the very end? Why do I close with this quote from the Bible, this verse? Well, because that is exactly what I didn't do. I didn't ask for, you know, advice. People who were already there, who already sold cars, people who have a lot of experience, like my parents, who have sold a lot of cars, who know about life and its traps, and other people, actually. I didn't ask because I'm very bold. I'm extremely bold when it comes to doing things like this, investing and selling and going out and out into the world, because I think that throughout my life, my parents really took care of me, but at the same time, they kind of like, because we were in such a good position in the sense of like, you know, they both had a job and I was going to school and everything, and it was like a very peaceful way of living. I felt that other people were getting out into the world and I wasn't because of necessity, but I didn't have to because we didn't have to. Thank goodness, it was a blessing. But now I really want to get out there because I think I feel like I'm le being left behind by the whole world, and that's why I was very bold, and that's why I'm very bold. That's why I go and do things for myself and experience, and I want to experience things for myself. But the truth is, that's not the best way to go. It's not the wisest way to go. What I should do is really calm down, have patience, have a little bit more humility in the sense that I really should think of what others have to tell me before experiencing it myself. Even though it's really good, it's great to experience things for yourself and do things and be proactive, I think that doing that after you have asked people for advice and warnings, I think that's like the best way to go. And I didn't do the first part. So that's why it happened. And I think this is also a huge lesson for me at the same time. To be not only getting into things like this about sales and stuff, but into more specialized technical aspects of life, like investing and building a business and having associates or not, or building a brand, you know, things like that, that you have to really get into the world. And there are a lot of people that want to, you know, scam you and get to you and things. That's going to happen. And that's great because now I've learned the lesson in a very early age and with not that much money. So yeah, $500 by the way. Yep. So yeah, that happened, and yeah, I'm pretty glad. I'm pretty happy that it happened. A lot of people are like, "What the fudge, man?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure. I mean, it's like one of the best opportunities in life to be learning things. Like now, I've learned three things just from this thing, and I believe I've grown stronger and wiser because of it. Thank God. Thank goodness." Well, I thought it was a bug there. That's basically the thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about. I believe there was something else that I wanted to say, but basically it resumes to that. It summarizes to that. Well, maybe something about Hubble, just because I'm here right now. We're still waiting for the Design Association to be giving us not only the feedback on the students, but also some of the questions that we've been asking them. So we're really waiting for that, possibly, hopefully tomorrow night. We're going to be receiving that, and we're going to be executing next week. Hopefully, God willingly, it'll happen. So yep, I think that's basically it. This is a short one, so a short episode. Not that much to say, I guess. Just a word of advice here and there. So yeah. Oh, by the way, I don't really like my job. I'm just gonna say it. I don't really like it. I've been 3 weeks in, and I don't think I'm myself. I don't think I'm, the work, you know, has been like letting me be myself. I think it's changing me to something else that I don't want to be. But I have to go through it because I want to graduate for once and for all and just end this. End this forever. And then later on, maybe I can get into another job, you know, that gets me into the right path that I want to go. God willingly, I'll be finance or business. So I really want to be doing that, hopefully. I know that, oh, you know what? I really feel a weird and sad tone to this whole episode, but it's really not. It's really a reflection, a wise reflection of what happened and of what I want to be doing. So, thank goodness it happened, and I'm really happy that it happened. So, thank you guys for listening. Take care. God bless you, and bye bye.